order? I'd like to call this meeting to order, Manasquan School District Board of Education meeting of April 10th, 2013. Opening statement pursuant to NJSA 10-4-10. Notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Co-Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Would you please rise and join for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Mrs. Hahn.
Mrs. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. Bauer? Mr. Campbell?
Here.
Mr. Clayton?
Here.
Mrs. Davis-Fang? Mrs. DePalma?
Here.
Mr. Fury? Mrs. LaSala?
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mr. Shelton?
Here.
Mrs. Verdi?
Here.
Mrs. Walsh?
Here.
Catherine Boyle? Margaret, Morgan Harkness?
Here.
And?
Emily Wall.
Emery Wall?
Emily Wall, correct?
Mom was here.
Okay. A little bit of housekeeping. Michelle Degnan-Spang was unable to attend due to a work commitment, and I believe Mr. Bauer is somewhere in the building.
Yeah, he just walked in, so he'll be back.
Mission statement. Manasquan School District's mission statement is to empower students to reach their potential and become lifelong learners. We strive to ensure that students play an active role in their education, are guided by rigorous academic standards, align with the New Jersey core curriculum content standards, and function within the community that regards student, educators, and parents as full participants in the educational process. We dedicate ourselves to the realization of a supportive learning environment that nurtures growth, personal integrity, and mutual respect. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment, and in many cases, by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then referred to the appropriate board committee. The members of the board committee work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that the members fully understand the matter. When the committee is satisfied with the matter, it is presented to the Board of Education for discussion before any final action is taken. Only then is it placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion. At the same meeting, a final action may be taken. Do I need to read this first and then ask for a motion?
You need to read that and then ask for a motion.
Okay. Just for the audience's knowledge, we're going to be going to closed session, but we will be coming out and having a public comment before we take any action, if we take any action. Sunshine Law Resolutions. The Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10-4-6, allows for the exclusion of the public from that portion of a public meeting with certain matters which might endanger the public interest or risk the deprivation of individual rights are discussed. And the Board of Education wishes to discuss the following matters in a non-public closed meeting, with the resulting discussion being made public when proper conclusion has been reached and there's no longer need for confidentiality. Number four, pending or anticipated negotiations concerning a collective bargaining agreement with the MEA Association. And number seven, any pending or anticipated litigation or contract negotiations other than collective bargaining contract negotiations in which the Board of Education is or may become a party, or any matter falling within the attorney-client privilege to the extent confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his or her ethical duties as an attorney. We anticipate now, therefore, be it resolved, the Manasquan Board of Education will hold a closed executive session immediately. It is anticipated that the closed session will not last longer than, and we're going to strike that from 60 minutes to 30 minutes or less. Action may be taken during the public portion of the meeting following the recess of the executive session. May I have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Thank you, the second. Do we have to do a roll call, Pat, or a peg, or can we just do an all?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. For the record, Mr. Fury is also here.
And Mr. Bauer.
And Mr. Bauer's back. Okay, we're back in 30 minutes or less, folks. Is that too gentle? Thank you. Okay, roll call, Mrs. Hahn.
Mrs. Barnes. Mr. Bauer.
Here.
Mr. Campbell.
Here.
Mr. Clayton.
Here.
Mrs. DePalma.
Here.
Mr. Fury.
Here.
Mrs. LaSalle.
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Here.
Mr. Shelton.
Here.
Mrs. Verdi.
Here.
Mrs. Walsh.
Yes, okay.
Mrs. Barnes is here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Public comment on the agenda. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and/or by any individual, not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included on this agenda only. If you'd like to make a comment, come up to the podium and just give your name and address for the record.
Keith Halton. Keith Halton.
I don't think it is.
There's a red button, Keith, on the end of it, other end. Hold in on that red button, see if the light comes on, will you?
There you go.
That's good.
I'll be here all week.
Name and address, Keith, or just address.
Maybe not.
Just an address.
Keith Halton, 68 McLean Avenue, Manasquan. I'd like to quickly frame what I'm going to say because it really will put in perspective where I'm coming from. I've had almost 20 years' experience and 20 years and four kids' experience with Manasquan Board of Education, Manasquan Schools, and Manasquan Teachers. Overwhelmingly, 98.7% of the time, they've been terrific, wonderful experiences. That's why when the teachers got a raise 2.5 years ago, substantial raise in the midst of a downturn in the economy, I was happy for them. When they were able to avoid paying the state mandated healthcare contributions, again, happy for them. I think as a community and surrounding communities, we really value our teachers, and I think we as a community understand the value that they have. That brings us to where we are now. From what I understand, and my knowledge on this is limited as to the specifics, but where we are as a community and sending district communities is we are facing an unknown but certain dramatic rise in our municipal taxes as a result of the worst disaster this community has ever experienced. Times are different right now. So I think we have to come together as a community on this issue as we came to community, together as a community on the last disaster that we had with the storm. From what I understand, the board has an opportunity to save a significant, very, very significant amount of money in return for offering a different, but at least substantially similar, healthcare benefits plan with no givebacks. So I can't understand, and maybe we can, but I'm hoping we can, come together as a board, as administration and staff, and as taxpayers. I think we owe it to the taxpayers to come together and really take advantage of this really unique opportunity. It's something that doesn't come along that often. At the very least, I would like to ask, as these discussions go forward, that we don't really get stuck in the legal minutia of contract law and all that stuff. That's very important. Listen, I'm a retired public servant, so I know the significance of that. But at least if we can keep in mind the spirit of where we are as a community and the devastation, not only that, that people suffered in their homes, but the rising tax increases that we're definitely going to face. If the board can save a lot of money for the taxpayers and still offer, with no givebacks, a substantially similar health care program, I just don't see how in good conscience any of us could turn that down. Thanks.
Thanks, Keith.
Thank you. Name and address, Mr. Battaglia.
Paul Battaglia, co-president of Manasquan Education Association.
Your address too, Paul, just for record.
I'm sorry?
Address.
20 Wigwam Path, Manasquan. As you already know, the Manasquan Board of Education and the Manasquan Education Association have been engaged in the negotiations process for close to 2 years. Both the board team and the association team have employed several different strategies to reach a settlement that fits the needs of both parties. Although it has been a lengthy process, the association believes that recent progress has been made toward a settlement. With help of a state-appointed mediator, negotiation discussions have been primarily focused on the district's costs and health benefits. It is the contention of the association that the appropriate place to continue these discussions is at the bargaining table, so a mutual settlement can be reached. The board's action to unilaterally change health care providers outside of negotiations will be viewed as not bargaining in good faith and will have a chilling effect on the bargaining process. In addition, any progress made toward a settlement will be reversed, and the association and board will be more further apart than ever before. We are not opposed to saving money when it comes to benefits. This is not the way to do it. I agree with Mr. Halton. We would like to come together and continue the discussion, but we don't want it rammed down our throats without any discussion. At the conclusion of the last mediation session, it was the association's understanding that the board would provide the association with information regarding any plan changes prior to the next mediation session. This would give the association time to review and investigate plan modifications to determine any positive or negative impacts. The first time the association received any information regarding the board's proposed plan modifications was today at approximately 2:30. The same day, an emergency board meeting has been scheduled where the association anticipates that you will vote unilaterally to make these changes. The association is in receipt of Mr. Shelton's letter, which states that the new health care provider will maintain the same level of benefits as currently provided, but in 1 day's time, the association has already identified an 8-page list and growing of doctors and hospitals in the current provider's network that are not in the new provider's network. At this time, I'd ask all district employees to stand if at least one of your doctors does not participate. Members of the association are here tonight to share their concerns and request that the board negotiate these changes in good faith at the table where the discussions belong. The association is offering to meet with the board's representatives with or without the mediator for this purpose at any time. And as the staff tells you about their concerns and their experiences, I want you to think about your family, your children, and your doctors, many of whom we may share. And if you called them today, ask them if they would take MagnaCare.
Thank you, Mr. Battaglia.
Kurt Wall, co-president. Manasquan Education Association, 2220 Taylor Ave, Point Pleasant. As Paul said, we just got the information today. I didn't get it till 2:45 because I was teaching. I was just wondering if you also had like a copy of the master contract of the healthcare provider, the plan that you're offering, because we don't have any of that information. Is that available or do we have that?
I don't have it on me right now. I'm sure we will be able to produce that and will do so. But right. I don't have it with me now.
All right, because I mean, this whole process started on Monday and we haven't got any information until today. And, you know, it was 2:45, it was 3 o'clock. I went to the baseball field and then we're here and I still don't have any more information. I want to ask the board, you know, have you guys been all informed of this plan? Have you met with anyone from MagnaCare? Because this, the, CEO lives in Brielle, the COO, he lives in Spring Lake, so it would be, you know, pretty convenient for them to come and meet with you. I'm hoping that, you know, before you make this vote, obviously you're well informed of this plan and the risk that you are taking. I've been blasted with emails from concerns from our members. Obviously we can see that it's a huge concern for all of our members, including administration. You know, we don't know, because I don't have the information. You know, is everything staying exactly the same? Copays, deductibles, are they offering single parent, child, family plans? Does MagnaCare, I can't find on their website, do they offer prescription and dental plans? Are we keeping that consistent? I don't know that. None of that information has been told to us, but, you know, there's a possibility that action is going to be taken today. And, you know, why don't we step back a little bit, possibly table it, get more information, and work together? That would be to make sense. I mean, we came back from vacation. I found out about it approximately 10 a.m. on a Monday, and we're here at 5 o'clock on a Wednesday voting on it, possibly. I did a little research myself and trying to find other school districts in the state of New Jersey that currently have this plan. There's not one. Not one. One did have it in Lodi. They had it for 1 year. And I reached out to the some reps over in Lodi, and they said they got rid of it because the next year their premiums went up 30%, approximately. They couldn't afford it. They had to get rid of them. So they get you on the hook for the first year. Oh, you're saving all this money. And then they pull the plug and they jack the premiums. You know, and Mr. Halton stated before that the townspeople are going to be saving a lot of money. How much is this plan? He knows. I've never been told the money. How much money are we saving? Can you disclose that now? I mean, he knows. Can I know?
Did you want to take this?
Are you asking a question?
If you can answer, yes.
Well, yeah, I can answer.
Okay.
I can answer a couple of things that you've responded to, and I will. We're hoping by moving this plan to a self-insured basis, and to answer your other question, which maintains equal to or better benefits for all employees in this room or on the plan, traditional and PPO, to save at a minimum a couple hundred thousand dollars, and at a maximum, depending on the utilization of the plan and how you guys use it, it could be more. We don't know.
So let me clarify. Okay.
When you say, you know, Wall Township has a self-insured plan.
That's a Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield.
It's a self-insured plan. It's a different administrator. Well,
but
listen.
It's different documents.
Okay, Kurt, I'm not here to argue. I'm gonna try to answer your question if you let me. Whether you choose an administrator that has very high overhead and intensive expenses involved in their claims administration, which a company as big as Horizon does, or choose someone who doesn't have that, still doesn't matter when you reinsure your product. I'm actually a little surprised that everybody in this room, I wouldn't know it, and that's why there'll be an employee orientation session, but apparently everybody in this room has a doctor that they go to that I guess they can't find on a website. What I can't, well.
Yes, it is. I personally.
Excuse me. Just the speaker.
What I don't know.
I just need to comment on that. Paul and I both sent out the website, and I said if it's not on the website, I also gave an 800 number that I found online too, to call them or call directly to the doctor,
okay.
And it wasn't.
Well.
And then I also had them email me the doctors, what type of doctor it is, their phone number and location. So we have compiled all that information.
Okay, did you call Gary today?
Yes, I did.
What did he tell you about the plan?
He told me that it would be equal coverage, and I even questioned Gary on that because I said, but you're not. It's how is this equal coverage when the doctors aren't there? And as I written later, for instance, my daughter had a medical condition. She had to go to a pediatric urologist. I searched that. My daughter's right here.
Okay.
Do you know the closest one I have to go to?
No, I don't.
East Brunswick.
Okay.
The next one, Brooklyn. When I go out of state now, it's 80-20. How is that comparable?
Well, here's what I can offer you. I can't talk to the comparisons. I can tell you we utilized our health insurance professional, and I can tell you that there's 178 people on the district's insurance plan. I can tell you, and
it's most of you and whoever else. Out of the 178 insureds, you guys, you group together between husbands, wives, spouses, children, utilized 915 doctors last year. Okay? 915 different doctors.
You'll have time. You'll have time.
I'll finish my sentence.
If you want, okay. Mr. Shelton has a
out of those 915 doctors, only 150 of those doctors are not in MagnaCare or their associated network.
We're going to have to, we'll agree to disagree on that.
Kirk, I'll keep going that. Of those 150 that were not in the MagnaCare network, half of them are not in the Horizon network, which are currently utilized.
That's not true.
Okay.
But and hopefully the board, you guys all have heard this information too.
We have it in writing.
With a self-insured plan, once that money is depleted, who's on the hook to pay for that? So wouldn't you want to go to a Blue Cross Blue Shield when it's a more reputable company and the pot's bigger to pay out the claims? It's right on MagnaCare's website. It's because it says comparing apples to oranges. It's page 5 on their website. Who's on the hook to pay the money once the pot's out when you were using a self-insured plan that's not well-known?
Reinsurance. All self-insured plans have a stop-loss reinsurance.
Not all of them.
Well, this one
Gary
does.
Told me you have to take out the reinsurance.
It's part of this plan.
I don't know that. I didn't get the information. I don't have the copy of the master contract.
Well, we're going
to
have
that's what I've been trying to ask you guys.
You will surely be invited because Gary provided us information. I'm sure he provided it to you. On the employee orientation, where they'll come out and answer all these questions.
If I may, your point's well taken in terms of the master contract, and that we will certainly get that information to you. I do want to just say, though, that this district has used Gary Goldfarb and for at least 15 or 16 years as your broker. I know that the association has a good relationship with Gary, and we did take both plans and have our insurance professional and ask for a determination. Are the benefits equal to and better than A and B? Are the networks comparable? And he came back to both of those questions with affirmative answers. Yes, they are. So, the board, I think, and I'm a lawyer, I know nothing about healthcare plans and network administration. I know the board, made sure we had that opinion from our insurance professional before this move was contemplated because, and no network or networks are going to be equivalent. There's no question there's going to be some disparity. That's just reality. You're absolutely right that there's going to be some issues. But, when Mr. Goldfarb looked at it, he found it to be comparable in that the vast majority. Now,
so
I'm hearing something different.
Let him finish, Kurt. Thanks.
But I think that's what, again, the board, they're not insurance professionals either. I think they've relied on Brown & Brown to come back and take a look at that and say, looking at both of these things, and that has nothing to do with risk or any other issues, but looking at what is provided to the association, that these things are comparable, substantially equivalent to. And I think that's what the board on that issue is looking at. Now, things evolve, and if there's information that the association has that Gary Goldfarb doesn't have, that's fine.
So as a legal aspect, you can give me your opinion on this. When you go on to Blue Cross Blue Shield, I'll use my daughter's example again, when they've got hundreds of doctors for pediatric urology and this plan only offers one in state, that's considered comparable?
Well, given the way you framed the question, that was very good. It would be difficult for me to say yes, but I'm not going to give an instant legal opinion on any of it. And I would rely, just as I would in any situation, on our expert, who's independent, doesn't work for the board, doesn't work for an independent broker, and who brought us different plans, and it's up to the board to make a determination. But that was a question we asked. Is it equal to or better than A? And B, is it a comparable size network? Because we certainly anticipated that these questions were going to be asked. And Brown & Brown came back with, yes. You did talk to him today. Did he tell you something different? No.
No, okay. I spoke with him briefly. I had to cut him short because I had to run into class.
In terms of information not being provided, we will get everything immediately to the association. And, obviously, look, we've been negotiating in good faith. That's going to continue. Well, you may disagree. But that's going to continue on all issues. And if there's issues and problems that haven't been identified, you know, at least my experience with the board is, and with the association, is we're working well together. But I just want...
I still have some things I just want to address to the
Absolutely.
Board also. And you talked about negotiations and good faith, and I received a letter, and I could pull it, I have it in the back here, that it was a letter that you guys have written to, I believe it was Brown and Brown, and it was on February 27th, so a letter that they received, you know, in regards to MagnaCare. Well, we also had... We had Lorraine come for mediation in March, and that was never disclosed. So why wasn't it sent to the mediator? Well, you guys said that you guys didn't have your proposals for that. So why wasn't that disclosed? That's just something to think about. All right, moving on. You know, I did some research, and I've had a lot of your kids in school. You know, me personally, and I'm using my family, I've had 3 knee operations. I've had a hernia operation, my wife broke her foot, my son needed surgery 2 times, and my daughter had multiple procedures done with the pediatric urology, which is the best one in the tri-state area, and none of them are covered under this plan, not one. You know, if your son or daughter got hurt on the baseball field, Mrs. Verdi, wouldn't you want your son to have the best care?
Sure, of course I would.
Okay, one of our members, she came to me today and she said her daughter has had 3 brain surgeries just last year. Her last one cost over $700,000. You know how much she had to pay out of her pocket? Not one dime. And she was hospitalized for 1 month. That's the cover we want to keep. As I stated before, I don't feel that this is an equal plan. I feel that there's not enough information out there. I'm not sure, I can't speak for you guys, but if there isn't, let's table this. It doesn't have to get done right now. You know, I'm hoping that you were informed of all the pros and cons. Possibly looked at the website at the very least if no one came to speak to you. Mr. Highland, our athletic trainer, emailed the whole staff today, and I quickly responded to him and asked him if I could use this and read it on his behalf, because he couldn't make it because he's attending a sporting event. He said, "Hi staff, excuse me, I can't make the meeting because of a home sporting event that will not end until 7 o'clock or so. However, I've called 3 major orthopedic offices that he has been referring staff and students for the past 18 years. He's talking about the best 20 orthopedic doctors in our area. Orthopedic Institute of New Jersey, Brielle Orthopedics, Advanced Orthopedics, and none of these are accepted by MagnaCare. Not one. Brielle did state that they would see us, however, we have to pay 100% out of our pocket and possibly get some reimbursement from MagnaCare. That's not equal to what we have now." He said, "I hope this helps." And he says, "Don't get hurt." Kevin Highland, Matasquan High School athletic trainer. I'm going to leave you with one last thought. I want you guys, as the board, to put yourself in our shoes. Look around. We've got a lot of members here, a lot of support. If this was happening to you personally, would you want this plan for your family? Would you want to take the risk of not seeing your doctors, possibly an OB, the ladies here? Because I can't find one member here that their OB is supported by this plan. Not one. My wife has been going to... My wife has been going to the same one for a very, very long time. And now she's got to change.
Not that.
It's the wrong thing to say.
I also ask the board, when you put in your mind and put in our shoes, if you had a heart attack right now, you needed surgery, an orthopedic surgeon, you developed cancer, you got into a car accident, I'm not wishing that on you, don't worry, from here, and you needed care, do you want MagnaCare as your healthcare provider? And taking that chance that you can't go to the doctor that you want to go to. Well, that's what we're feeling right now. And we're asking you, let's not do this. At the very least, table it. Let's talk about it more. At the best, say no. Because if your answer is no, if you don't want that for your family, then that's how you should vote tonight. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Joan Akins. I'm one of the speech pathologists in Manasquan Schools, and I'd just like to take a moment.
Excuse me, just your address as well, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, 1507 Salem Road in Point Pleasant Borough.
Thank you.
Okay. I came to Manasquan in 2001, and I'd worked in many different locations. And I have to say, when I came to Manasquan, I felt like I'd found my professional home. Because of the students, the families, and the staff working so beautifully together to provide an excellent education for your families and your children. 3 years ago this month, my feelings about this place were solidified because my daughter was diagnosed with cancer, and the MES family came to my assistance over and over again. She was a wonderful young woman with a horrific diagnosis. She fought her battle, and she did so with Blue Cross Blue Shield behind her. We, as parents of a gravely ill child, worried about everything, but not her medical coverage. As things worsened and events happened in an emergency situation, a craniotomy emergency, there is no time to check for a provider and hospital coverage. You need to go, and you need to go now. We were at NYU during Superstorm Sandy, evacuated down from the 12th floor. Her brain tumor still needed treatment. I had to go from New York to Philadelphia immediately. I didn't have time to check the hospital coverage. I didn't have time to check for the physicians. I had to go. Without Blue Cross Blue Shield, we would have been financially devastated. I understand, and I don't know if that's true, I don't know what the out-of-state benefits are with this plan, but we certainly need to know, because some of the best care for serious illness is out of the state of New Jersey. The staff at Manasquan Schools, it's comprised of amazing individuals, and they are committed to providing an exemplary education for your children. I've worked many places, I said, and believe me, this school system is very special. If you go ahead and make this change, the morale of this staff is going to be crushed. We take care of your children every day to the best of our abilities. And we hope that you would care enough about the staff at Manasquan Schools to continue to allow us to take good care of ourselves and our families. Please don't make this change and this special educational family. Please don't devastate it. Thank you very much.
Good evening, Craig Muren, 3 Trotter Way, Cream Ridge, New Jersey. I'd like to read a statement on behalf of the Manasquan Administrative Association. While the administrative unit appreciates the efforts of the board to be fiscally responsible, we have serious concerns because this new provider, MagnaCare, will not be able to match the benefits that our members currently have in the Horizon Plan. Our unit contacted over 50 of our doctors. We discovered that 2/3 do not participate in the MagnaCare plan. And some of those that do accept MagnaCare identified services that still would no longer be covered to the same level that they were in the Horizon Plan. Furthermore, the administrative unit cannot endorse this plan without first trying to understand the scope and the implications of the decision to leave a fully insured health care plan in Horizon and replace it with a self-funded health care plan in MagnaCare, a plan which requires that the board purchase something called stop-loss insurance to protect catastrophic events. Thank you for your time and your consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Good evening, Rich Kirk, 919 Wall Road, Spring Lake Heights, assistant principal at the elementary school. Four out of the five doctors we currently use are not accepting MagnaCare, and there's a reason for that. They have indicated that MagnaCare has a deplorable reputation of payment and reimbursement, which is an issue for us considering the fact that if we have to change providers, it changes quite a bit of what we've been used to getting and dealing personal issues with our physicians. Other considerations, we would like you, and hopefully the board is aware of these, that as a self-insured plan, the board is essentially now the insurer. And therefore, who on the board is going to be managing, administering this plan for us? Who are we going to talk to? Which one of you is actually qualified to handle this? We have heard from, especially the district that dropped MagnaCare, is that they wash their hands of it because the board is responsible for administering the plan. Since it's a self-insured plan, the state doesn't have to follow state regulations, only federal. So do we have to go to the federal government to deal with any concerns of our... these are questions that have to be answered. Privacy concerns. Now that you are the insurer, you will essentially, from what I'm reading, that you will have access to our health care information. I'm not sure I want you to have that information. And that's a big concern for us as well. There's obviously things that I hope that you've considered with budget development and cash flow variations that can happen with these plans. But the bottom line is there's so many red flags here that at the very least, and I'll echo what Mr. Wall said, I certainly hope that you do not take advantage of taking a vote tonight to accept this without looking at all the extra work you're even going to have to do. And who's going to do it? And what happens when you leave the board? I mean, there's a lot of concerns here, administratively as well as healthcare issues. And all that, I think, should be discussed before you even bother to vote on this. Thank you very much.
My name is Kristen Walsh. I live at 613 Homestead Road, Brielle, New Jersey. And I am an MEA member standing before you today representing the concerned members, parents, and public of the Manasquan School District. This board has made a decision recently that presents potential dire consequences for our faculty and staff. You choose to consider terminating the health care agreement between Blue Cross Blue Shield, and we are here tonight to find out why. We want to know why you would choose to switch to a self-insured carrier without consulting the hardworking faculty and staff members that are dedicated to educating your children and the children of this community. Do you care about the faculty's health and well-being? We are here tonight to find out why. Is this to save a dollar? At what cost? The members that you look to affect with this decision have committed their lives and careers to Manasquan Public Schools and have many years of service educating the children of this community. These people have received numerous accolades and letters of appreciation, as well as increased student achievement and outstanding test scores. We want to know why you would choose to compromise the health and well-being of those dedicated professionals. The faculty wants to know why you are looking to terminate this agreement when many of our trusted doctors, like you've heard before, will no longer be in network, and we will be forced to change physicians. We have formed relationships with these trusted doctors, and they have cared for us, our families. They're the doctors that have delivered our babies and have continuously provided us with quality service through some of the toughest times and most life-threatening times. So why? We want to know why you're choosing to sacrifice the quality of healthcare for the educators in this district. There are people just like you that too are trying to survive and deal with the devastating effects of this struggling economy. People who are also paying their increased local taxes while trying to provide a financially stable life for their families and afford them with quality health care that you cannot put a price on, but maybe you have. We are not naive. We know and have shared the financial burden and will continue to share the burden of these health care premiums as per state law. So why are you choosing to terminate this agreement with Blue Cross Blue Shield, when in your budget presentation on March 26th, many of us were here, you stated that there will be no increased percentages for the premiums for this upcoming school year. I know your finance committee is working very hard to find district savings. We appreciate that. But let's also note that you will be saving approximately $293,000 because of Chapter 70 contributions next year, because of our increased responsibility of premium sharing. So why choose to make this change now, when each year, by law, these percentages will increase, saving you, the board, and the taxpayers of Manasquan? If we are sharing the cost and dedicating our lives to the community, why can we not have a voice in this devastating change? On the Manasquan School's homepage, our superintendent, Robert Mahan, is quoted stating that togetherness and cooperation flourish in an academic setting rich in traditions. What about your dedicated faculty and staff? Are you really cooperating with us on this matter? Where is that dynamic partnership that is found on our website? After also reviewing our board's goals on the school website, one very interesting goal stood out to me: employee recognition. This is the goal. The board is committed to identifying and recognizing district employees who have performed their duties in a positive manner, and those that are positive role models to the students and their coworkers. Is this how we recognize our dedicated professionals in the Manasquan schools? You state that the coverage will be the same, but how do we really know? What other schools use MagnaCare in New Jersey? You may say neighboring districts have gone to self-insured plans. Are they happy with that level of service? But we know, we can look around at those places and we see for ourselves that the decline of quality services there. Is that what we want in Manasquan? All at the expense of saving a few dollars? Because make no mistake about it, the management of a self-insured health plan can be downright costly. What happens when a catastrophic illness or injury might occur? Will we have stop-loss insurance? Who will bear this financial burden if the claims outweigh the budget slated for insuring its members? The taxpayers? Sounds pretty risky. Have we done a risk-cost analysis for our members for the last 5 years? How do we know this new agreement will perform to the level of Blue Cross Blue Shield has for us? Have we really done our homework? So this does bring me back to my biggest question of the night that needs to be answered tonight. Why do you need to save a few more dollars when we are guaranteed a no increase in premiums for the next year and we are giving over $290,000 from our own pockets to offset these premiums? The MEA understands and respects the board's need to provide a quality education while containing costs. However, when this board or any other board puts cost containment above all else, we all will take a stand. After all, you cannot put a price on good health. The members you see here and the community that they serve will not stand for it. We would like to show you all these faces whose health and well-being are at risk because of this decision tonight. There are people that are affected that couldn't even be here tonight because they're working cleaning our schools, and whose families sit here, the children who we are here to protect. So it's not too late. You can alter your path that we are headed down. Stop and think before you vote. You can choose to put quality health care for the professional staff at Manasquan Schools ahead of false cost effectiveness. And my final notes. I am sure you're aware of character education programs, and they're very important these days. We tell our children that when you work hard, when you are truly dedicated to what you do, it matters. Would you want to undermine these lessons by making these potentially devastating decisions tonight that affects the men and women that have committed their careers to our school? If so, we are here to find out why. Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening. Teresa Rickey, 420 East Main Street in Manasquan, teacher, fifth grade teacher in the elementary school. I just was here to say that this community has suffered a terrible tragedy over the past few months. We've had several staff members displaced and majorly affected by the storm. For some of us, it's over, but for many of us, including myself, it's not even close. We have a long road ahead of us, battling insurance companies who claimed they were there to help us, but in reality have caused us more stress, fear, and worry. There's a lot of mistrust where insurance is concerned, and with good reason. Currently, we as staff members have a health insurance plan that works. We can count on it. We can depend on it to cover what it says it will cover. It covers our doctors accept it, and most of all, we can trust them to do what they have promised. Is it too much to ask that in a community rocked with instability that we keep something that works and try not to fix something that isn't broken? Thank you.
Hi, Lee Weiser, 361 East Main Street, Manasquan, and I also work here. I have a big, I teach music, theater, television production, I run the drama club, manage the town's television station, and I used to do janitorial work up until a short time ago. I have a nice thing that I wrote out for you guys. Not hateful, not threatening, not anything. Just that, you know, before I heard anything else tonight, I said, you know, it would be nice if we just came together and talked about this. But really, I spent a lot of time doing this, but I'm not going to even do it. Because I think what's going on here tonight is really sad. And the thing that I think is sad, I've seen Board of Education. I started teaching here in 73. And some of you have been around for a while. You know what it was like here in 73. And you know the Board of Educations that we've had since 1973. And if you don't, you need to look at your history a little bit and find out what we've been through. We've had some good ones and we've had some bad ones. And the good ones are the ones that put the kids first, but don't ignore the teachers' needs. Years ago, we used to have a way here. If you had something that you needed to do, you had some newfangled thing for the kids, you had a great idea, and the administration and so forth, they wouldn't say no. They would say, wait a second, let's figure out a way to do this. This sounds like a great idea. Today, and what I'm getting is, no. We're not going to figure out anything. Forget it. No. No is the answer. That's all we get around here. No. 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 Nobody wants to figure out things. I think you need to figure out things a little closer. The other thing that I just calculated a second ago, you say it's a $200,000 increase or savings with 175 staff members, approximately. That's $1,100 difference. Has anybody on the board asked on a stretch, if the faculty even would say, I'll pay the extra $1,100 just to stay with Blue Cross Blue Shield. Because those of us, I've had six surgeries. I've spent thousands and thousands on medical stuff. I go to eight doctors. I'm pretty fit, actually, but I do. Okay? But if I had the opportunity, okay, MagnaCare, or I spend $1,100 out of my pocket, that's $110 a month, $55 a paycheck. I'll take that in a minute. I'll take that in a minute. But has anybody even thought of that to give us that option? Right, that's just all I want to say is just, gosh, guys, ladies, think about this. It's not that much money to us individually. That's what we have negotiations for. Maybe we can come to some better solution than just, you know, flushing it all down the toilet. That's all. Think about it closely and don't make a quick off-the-cuff vote. Even if you're positive, just say, wait a minute, let me sleep on it. And when we write emails, sometimes we don't sleep on it. We send the wrong email at the wrong time. We know that. this is a time where we all need to, I think, let's sleep on it for a little bit. That's my suggestion. Think about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Weiser.
I'm Oriana Kopek. I'm at 262 Sugar Maple Court. It's in Howell, New Jersey. I'm the library media specialist here at the high school. I am also a cancer survivor. I spoke at Squanathon a couple years ago while the kids came here and raised money for kids with pediatric cancer. And part of the reason that I am able to be here today is because of the great doctors that I had at the time I was sick and the great insurance plan that I also had. Today, even today, I still see many of these doctors and specialists, and I still battle the possibility of my cancer returning. I do it every day, but I am pleased with my current care, and I am so, so terribly frightened of having to move to a different plan where I cannot see these specialists. It scares me. It scares me for myself. It scares me for my daughter, and it scares me for my colleagues. For these people here today, these are part of my family, and I would want the best possible care for them. Please reconsider.
Hello, I'm Ryan Bassman, 617 Agnes Avenue in Brielle. I'm a math teacher here. I'm also a mother of three. And I just have a little quick story to tell you about a friend of mine who, about 7 months ago, had their 18-month-old at a pediatrician, noticed a little something off with their vision, and within 1 week had the daughter's eye removed and relocated her to Sloan Kettering. Oh, sorry, not Sloan Kettering, CHOP. And CHOP, by the way, is not in the network, so that right there would be out the window. And as again, as a mother of three, it's a very big concern that if my pediatrician tells me that my child has a tumor, then I'm going to CHOP. And I guess I worry about the expense later. One of the other things that I wanted to kind of mention, again, as a mother, not only as a teacher here, but as a parent, it's fearful to me that at some point my children are going to be here and all the people in this room won't be. And I think that as the Board of Education, you do need to realize what the impact of your decisions is going to have on the staff in this school. Already this year, you can tell walking through the halls that the teachers are defeated and saddened by what's going on between the Board of Education and the association. It's frustrating and it's saddening. But I think that these decisions that you're making, if you rush them, are going to have long-lasting impacts, not just for the students who are here now, but for all the children who are to come through this school. I graduated from here, and I was very, very proud to return to the school. But it's fearful to me that at some point, these people standing before you won't be here anymore. And I think that you guys should think about that when you're making your decisions. The last thing I just want to ask you, since we don't have any of these documentations, if you've actually read it yourself, because if you haven't read it yourself, I would think it's a little bit irresponsible to vote on something that's going to impact so many in such grave, serious ways. And you're not speaking or voting from a point of understanding and knowledge. So I would think that maybe time or a little bit of understanding of what you're voting about would be prudent as the Board of Education and as the representatives of an entire community, that you would take the time to read it first. So, thank you.
Good evening, Steve Schwartz, 19 Summerfield Place, Neptune, New Jersey. I'm in my 37th year as a teacher here at Manasquan High School. I teach history. It's been a pleasure, a tremendous honor. Not only have I taught here, our four children graduated from Manasquan High School. I have tremendous pride for the school district and this community. This is my 37th year, and I'm feeling really good about it. I know it's hard to believe looking at me, right? I know.
It actually is. I had you as a teacher.
When I started, I had hair. Good health care. There you go. But seriously, I know what it is to teach here at Manasquan. I know what it is to raise a family. It hasn't been easy. But I'm still here on my 2 feet, and I feel pretty good. I love our students. I love this community. But it's been a struggle. We've never competed with school districts outside of Manasquan in terms of salaries. We've always been at the bottom. We've generally accepted that. The one thing that we have had, though, and we fought for, and that's a health care plan that we can live with and be happy with. That was the trade-off. The times we got very small percentage increases and so forth, the one thing that we could always count on is that we would have a decent health care program or plan. When I heard about this possibility of moving to the MagnaCare, I was very disappointed. At the same time, I applaud the board's zeal and effort to try to save taxpayers' community or money. We are all taxpayers wherever we live, and we love the idea that we can save money. The one thing about teaching that I always hated, and I've always tried to be very truthful to our students, that I hate the fact that my salary is tied into the tax base. That's not a good thing. But that's how it is. That's how it is. So many times what we do is politicized. And because of politics, things happen. We try to do things to save money, and that's great. But it's more than politics here that's happening. It's wonderful to be able to say to the taxpayers, we're going to save you a bundle of money. But to really look and see the devastation that it will do to families that are represented here that teach every day and have given their lives to the school and to the kids. To even think about, please. One thing, as I said, I love history because I look at history as an examination of the truth. Why do people do things? I ask I want my students to think. I want them to be able to think. I don't just pour things into their heads. I want them to think and analyze. As they look at the facts, I want them to analyze for themselves. Why do people do things? And I understand why you're trying to do this, but I do not try to belittle the intelligence of my students ever. To move from the plan that we have to the plan that you're suggesting, you're belittling our intelligence. Because if it's a comparable plan that's really good, like Blue Cross and Blue Shield, you wouldn't be making the savings that you're anticipating to make. There are some corners that are being cut. There are some things, people that are being shut out of networks and so forth, that you won't hear about. It'll happen in families, quietly in families where they're rejected, and things will happen and there will be no recourse. You won't hear about it. You'll save a few thousand dollars, but the bottom line is, really take a look at it in terms of what you're going to really save. I'm going to conclude. Manasquan School District will lose more, way more, in terms of trying to do this instead of trying to support the employees and at least giving us a good plan, healthcare plan, that we can live with. We all know the realities of healthcare. The prices, the costs are out of control. I ask you tonight to take another look at this and not only look at the dollars and cents. You know, you walk into a doctor's office, you say, you tell them the type of plan you have, okay? And we all know the feeling. If you have a good plan, everything is smooth. If you don't, there's a question mark. So I ask you, again, please, please reconsider this. The cost that you will make politically might be very good for a while in the eyes of voters, but the long-term cost will be devastating. Thank you.
My name is Brett Lomas. I live at 418 16th Ave in Belmar, and I'm a teacher here. You know, when I first heard about this, and similar plan, same plan, but it's going to save the board a bunch of money or save the taxpayers a bunch of money, sounds great. And it sounds, like you said, it sounds like a tremendous opportunity. But lots of times when something sounds too good to be true, it usually is. And so I had never heard of MagnaCare. So, I'm a technology person. I went on the internet to see if I could find anything about this company that I had never heard of. And so one of the places I went was the Better Business Bureau, who gave them an F rating. And in fact, every single site that has a rating for MagnaCare, they have the lowest possible rating. And these are some comments that people made that actually have MagnaCare as their plan. The first is, it's very difficult to access care with MagnaCare. Many healthcare facilities turn away workers with this coverage. Another, when they first came in, they told us that the plan was comparable to the top tier of Oxford PPO, which I had at the time. During the next 2 years, they instituted rate hikes and cuts in benefits. Now I pay twice as much, I have huge co-pays, deductibles, and there is a cap on benefits. At the last meeting, they told us that our insurance is not really a catastrophic plan and perhaps we should all consider buying additional insurance. Another person said it's the worst insurance ever. They simply don't pay. My daughter was hospitalized with a hand infection, still fighting thousands of dollars in bills. It's hard to find providers, and when I do find one, I'm not sure if they will pay them. Terrible. Stay away if you have a choice. And I'll just do the short ones to wrap it up. But another was that the payments are terribly low and slow. The better doctors won't take it. Another, while I was in the hospital this past summer recovering from a stroke, after they found out that I had Magna, I was treated as if I had no coverage at all. While in the hospital, Magna called me to let me know that they felt they had spent enough on me. Next time I will say I do not have insurance. I would not recommend Magna to anyone. I left out word care, another, doctors suddenly aren't accepting new patients once they learn I have MagnaCare. It tells me one thing, do not use this insurance company. If you're not bionic, stay away. MagnaCare is the pits. Stay away, zero stars, stay away. And they denied my son's treatment for a broken jaw because the oral surgeon was out of network and the treatment was not medically necessary. He had a clear fracture that you could see on the x-rays. My wife is in the process of trying to get her abdominal hernia fixed. And they're saying, again, it's not medically necessary. The doctor's office appealed the initial findings, and MagnaCare assigned two caseworkers who still hadn't called the doctor and will not return phone calls or voicemails. I'm stuck with MagnaCare because of my employer. They really aren't giving their support staff top-notch anything, let alone health insurance. And MagnaCare is by far the worst. First of all, finding an in-network provider is like finding needles in haystacks. The online directory is out of date, and when I do call a provider, he or she no longer accepts MagnaCare. Gee, I wonder why. Or that person is not part of the network. This insurance company is a joke, and if my employer really cared about the employees, giving us what we truly deserve, we would switch back to Aetna. And, close. There's lots more, and if you look, you'll see yourself. And You know, I just like to ask you to, you know, look deep down. And I think if we all look deep down, I think we all know that MagnaCare is not equal or better than Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield. And all I'm asking you to do is to think about that and please do what's right.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Morgan Harkness, 136 Atlantic Ave. I'm a senior at Manasquan. I have to compliment all the teachers in here. I've been in the school system since I was in first grade, and there's not a day that I walk into school that I'm not enjoying it. Basically, I find it almost disturbing that the teachers that got me to where I am today have to fight their health benefits. These teachers have been 110% with everything they've done. I haven't had all the teachers that are in this room, but the ones that I have had, they've been incredible, and I really appreciate everything they've done. I just feel like they shouldn't have to fight for their families, and I just don't think it's fair. I just want to say that. Thank you.
Thank you. Wait, I just want to give her one last. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Renee Zenis, the health teacher at the elementary school, and I live at 11 Morris Avenue in Manasquan. I also found the information on the internet that self-insured plans received an overall F from the Better Business Bureau. The majority of companies that do use self-insured plans have over 5,000 employees. Employers, that would be you, pay the claims as they incur instead of a fixed income. How on earth can you predict what we will cost you? Self-funded plans aren't great for companies with difficult cash flow, meaning your budgets are already fixed. Employers' tax obligations are higher. You're going to pay higher taxes for this insurance. Employers also bear more responsibility in encouraging their employees to only use care as an emergency basis. And also generic brands, and it also causes tension between not only you and ourselves, but amongst employees, because when you get sick, you look at each other like, boy, you're using up some of the pool money. On a personal note, in October, as a result of Sandy, I fell and I severely sprained my ankle, and with a very, very tiny puncture wound. After many, many hospital stays, 3 major surgeries, and a battery of tests, Brielle Orthopedics, taking good care of me, finally discovered a 32-year-old pressure-treated piece of deck far up in my shin. It also carried arsenic. I was being poisoned from the inside. My organs were non-functioning. I had no blood pressure, and I was nearly on my deathbed. Not only did they save my life, they saved my leg. Brielle Orthopedics is not in our plan. What would you put a dollar amount on your legs, and what plans do you have? That's my question.
Thank you. Mary Van Winkle, 36.
Do you want to go with one more?
We don't have to go with
one. No, it's okay. I don't want to cut you off. Go ahead.
I'm Mary Van Winkle, 37 Morris Avenue, and I'm a kindergarten teacher in the district. And I do not say I don't usually come up here, but I'm very passionate about this. And I am so proud of all of you. Really. It's a privilege for me to teach you. And I hope I don't get sick. I've been very healthy. So I'm just going to read you what was on my heart today when I went home today. I certainly don't like being up here, but I feel I need to say a few words. I teach from the heart, and I need to speak from the heart. I am a Manasquan girl, born and raised. I am very proud to be a teacher here, and over 25 years. It's my home, and I care deeply about it. I teach kindergarten, and I get the children started, and this fabulous team behind me continues the journey. I am privileged to be a part of this team, and I value all that we do. Over the last few years, there have been many changes, and I've struggled with my thoughts. I've asked, why aren't teachers respected and appreciated more? Don't people see what we do? How can teachers be treated in such a negative way? I've been hurt by what's been said and heard, but I, like so many others here tonight, continue to give and give and dedicate ourselves to this school and especially the children. And as we do, it seems that we get less and less. I stand before you because I can only hope that you value all that we do. I attended and listened to the board meeting regarding the budget. And although many difficult decisions were made, I did hear many board members talk and praise this staff. I took note of that. But the information we are all now hearing regarding your proposed changes in our health plan certainly does not make me feel valued or respected. So I ask you to please reconsider and show all of us that you truly do care. Thank you.
One more speaker. Just for the audience sake, after this speaker, I'm going to call for a 5-minute recess, and then we'll come back out. Okay?
Right. Joyce Pegler, 1701 3rd Avenue in Spring Lake. I just want to say that I come to school every day, and it may not be the best day, but I'm so happy that my teachers, the morale of the teachers is just so high. And like, I come to school every day, and I'm just happy to see my teachers. Like, I have Mr. Mon over there, first block. He just boosts my day every day. He's like the funniest guy. I've had a lot of these teachers over my past 3 years, and I just don't want to see the morale of the teachers go down because they're stressed out for finding all these doctors. And I just want to know what's going to happen if they have to travel all this way to go to a new doctor. I stay after school till like 4 o'clock some days, getting extra help in classes that I need, staying after to take tests, coming even before school with Mr. Waldeyer to like print out papers because sometimes my printer doesn't work. And I want to know what's going to happen if they have to leave because they have to travel an hour away to a doctor. What am I going to do when I need extra help or my fellow classmates need extra help in a test, before test, in a project, to stay after to print something out? What's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to the other students? And what's going to happen to the teachers when they're stressed out and they have to worry about all these things? Thank you.
Right. Do you want me to close it or leave it for open one more open?
I obviously we have a couple of things to discuss.
Wait, I just have to close the floor.
Well, I that's what I was going to say. If there's anyone else on the floor who'd like to speak, something.
I'll be outside if they want to throw darts. I just want my name's Joe Berardo, and I'm a Brielle resident. I'm a Manasquan taxpayer.
Joe, I also just need your street address for the record, please.
74 First Avenue.
Thank you.
I'm also the CEO of MagnaCare. And it's hurtful to hear some of the things that have been said because, quite frankly, and they're really not true. And I can tell you that I've been running.
A little respect, please. Yeah. A little respect.
Yeah, listen, I'm not trying to. I want you all to get the best and what you deserve, whether you want to leave tonight believing that or not. But I did listen quietly and listen to all the things that you guys talked about. I've raised 3 kids in this community since 1994. They're in Wall Township. I'm divorced. I have one on the way. My kid's been treated at Spring Lake Pediatrics. We use the Meridian system, the Barnabas system. And I can tell you, the reason I wanted to stand up and say something is not to cause a problem, but I am actually your neighbor, and I use the healthcare system in this marketplace. Just had my knee scope by Brielle Orthopedics. I use Wall Open MRI. So all of the providers and all the stories that you're worried about related to disruption, I have to tell you, were very well thought out by the people that looked at the decision. And one of the first things that's looked at typically is disruption. Who are the doctors in our network versus who are the doctors that you're seeing? What's the fallout and what's the overlap? And I can tell you that the overlap was very close to 90%. And 42% of the doctors that you're seeing today out of network were actually in our network. And we've actually contacted every doctor that isn't in the network already in anticipation of being potentially given the opportunity to serve the board. I can tell you, while we certainly are not a recognizable brand like Blue Cross, I mean, Blue Cross is the second most recognizable brand next to Coca-Cola, because I don't spend $50 million a year on advertising. You might see our plane banner fly by, you might see an ambulance fly by, but what we spend our time and energy on is administering the health plans. So what I want to say here is, while you might read things on the internet, because you can find good stuff on the internet. And by the way, we keep a Facebook page open, which allows for comments for our members, which is unheard of in the healthcare business, because quite frankly, if you went and researched everybody, Aetna, Cigna, Blue Cross, you're going to find all the comments that you read today, because somebody's going to have a single bad experience and the whole company is going to get flushed down the toilet. So my commitment to you is if you consider this and you make the decisions that you need to make for the district, obviously, we would put a service person in the school board if you'd like. We could have them here in an afternoon a week, however you wanted to do it. We'd physically have a person here until such time you told us you didn't want us to have somebody here. We would commit to reporting back to the board how we're doing on recruiting the doctors that aren't currently in the network. And quite frankly, you could have my home address and phone number if you'd like. Because while we are certainly not a company that has 3 million New Jersey members, we have 850,000 total members, and we're the fastest growing health plan in the region. I've been the CEO for 8 years. I ran sales 2 years prior. I worked at Aetna. I worked at Blue Cross in New York. Been in the business 23 years. And I'd be happy to run into you guys in the supermarket, in the 7-Eleven, you know, anywhere in the community, because this is my community too. So, you know, I know that the change is always difficult, and believe me, I deal with this regularly, and I generally, you know, I wanted to hear it for myself, so I was kind of standing in the back. And I understand the fear, but I can commit to you and look you all in the eyes and tell you the things about Better Business Bureau F and all of those things, that's not this company. It's just not. And I'd be happy, I'd sit in Tinton Falls, New Jersey, and I'd be happy to spend as much time personally and with my team as you would like us to spend in any implementation process and post-implementation process. So, you know, I just wanted to put a face to the company, because we're one of the top 100 companies in the state to work for, one of the top 10 in healthcare. We treat our people with respect, and I would assure you that you will be serviced better than you've ever experienced at one of the big insurers. And if you really think about how you've been serviced by Blue Cross, I guarantee you there's been issues that you're not focused on. And we understand the product is the network. Who processes the paper and answers the phone is important, but the doctor you want to see is more important. And that's where we focus. So thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Nancy Barrett. I live at 352 East Main Street, Manasquan. I'm a first grade teacher in Manasquan. I've been teaching for 29 years. And I'm also a taxpayer in town. So I'm actually paying for my benefits both ways. It's coming out of my pay, and I pay it in the taxes. I would like to just say that a few years ago, I was diagnosed with a benign brain tumor, and I needed a neurosurgeon. That's really not something you shop around for. I was able to have the best there was, and I want to thank the board for providing that care for me. I really had faith in my doctors, and I never doubted their ability, and I think that is why I'm here today, and I'm not suffering any side effects from my surgery. So thank you for that. It does worry me that the care is changing, and I might not have that opportunity in the future. I also wanted to mention that, and of course I'm sure everyone's aware of it, that the face of teaching has really changed in the last 10 years. It's not the teaching profession that I went into 29 years ago. It's much more difficult, it's much more stressful, and I hear it every day in my house that that's the way the outside world is too. Everybody's under a lot of pressure. No one's making the money that they think they should make. But we're working with children, and now our profession is dangerous. We always have our lockdowns, our exterior terror attacks, our interior terror attacks. You know, we had Newtown. It's not a far-fetched idea that we're putting our life on the line in our job today. And I really think that the teachers need a little bit more respect for their important job that they have, and that we shouldn't really be forced into a plan that we're not willing to accept. I want to thank you for your time tonight and your patience and for listening to us. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. This point, does it, is there a motion to close the
I tried.
I'm
trying to think of an
emotion. 302 East Main Street, Manasquan. I just want to say that all my teachers are wonderful and that they're not just here to teach us, like, book smarts, but they're here for emotional help and sport. And, for instance, like, Misty and Mrs. McCoy are wonderful. And if, like, they can't, if they're so stressed with the emotional distress of finding a health care that to support them and help them if they're sick, they might not be there for other students who need help, such as myself. And I just want you to reconsider it.
Thank you. Okay. At this point, we'll... After this speaker, we're going to close the floor, but you get the floor, sir.
Jim Frieda, 85 Coward Avenue, Manasquan. Been a teacher in the district for 33 years. Was it Joe?
Yes, sir.
Joe, you're a courageous man. I have to applaud you for that. And but you said one thing when you were up here that really struck me and hit me. You said that this board was informed. They're making an informed decision. I want to ask every one of you, are you making an informed decision? Have you educated yourself on exactly what it says in the policy? I know when I look at the Blue Cross Blue Shield policy, it takes hours to kind of go through from A to Z what is in that policy. Okay, now have you, each of you, done that? And Joe, I'm not going to argue, say, well, what you said about your plan, but you make it sound like it's wonderful. If you are informed and you have read A to Z, will you call your health insurance provider tomorrow and cancel your insurance and say, I want to go with MagnaCare because it's that good? How many of you are willing to do that? Will you do that? Because that's what it sounds like. But that's what you're asking us to do, okay? Many of you know I run the beach in Seagirt. I have 175 employees. I will not ask one employee to do anything that I will not do myself. Will you do the same thing here for us? Now, I know you're not me, and you're probably glad you're not me. But do you have that integrity to do that? Okay? That's what we're asking here. Somebody's right, somebody's wrong. There's so much information that's come out. At least look at it all. Put the time in. Look at it. On a personal note, as you've heard many personal stories here tonight, I've had three kids that have been in the district. Two are still here now. My oldest daughter is physically handicapped. She's 18. She's a junior. We kept her back 1 year. Because she's partially deaf. When she was born with a cleft palate. She had no roof of her mouth. She had to have a surgical implant put in her mouth. They had to make a roof of her mouth. She had Pierre Robin syndrome. Her jaw's not formed right. Her eyes droop. And the three bones in her ears have not formed correctly. So she's partially deaf. She's had multiple surgeries over the years. Multiple surgeries. Hearing implants put in, tubes, fall out, come back, go back. 18 years, she hasn't been able to hear properly like you or like me. She went to the audiologist the other day. They said, we have something that we're going to try. They're going to put a surgical implant in her skull. They're going to put a screw right behind her ear into her skull. And then there's a device that attaches to it and hides under her hair. They tested her. My wife called me on the phone. She says, Christy's crying. She said, why? I said, why? Why is she crying? She goes, because she can hear like you and me for the very first time. She can hear. And I was like, oh, that is a praise that she can hear for the very first time. 18 years, all these procedures she's had, we've paid zero out of our pocket. I've not paid a penny. With the plans we have had over the years. Now I fear going home tonight and having to tell her, Christy, you may not hear, honey. You may not hear, I'm sorry to tell you that because this plan may not cover that. So all I'm asking is to just give it time, if so many people have said here tonight, to look at every comparison, A to Z. What's ever best, It has to be fleshed out to see what it is. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you At this point, I'd like to turn the floor over to Mr. Shelton, the Chair of Finance, to say a few words. Sorry, all good.
I think everybody's expressed their views that they're probably not in a hurry to consider changing their health care plan. We've heard a lot of stuff here tonight. Nancy, you said one thing that rings on us too, that this board does have to look at as well. Even, you know, you want to bring up security in Newtown. We have an obligation to the board to keep you safe, you know, not just with your health plan, but with the infrastructure and the things that we need to do in this district. So we are going to continue to look for ways to reduce expenditures, make the district better, obviously, and try to keep you happy. What I would like to say tonight and to this board as well as to the public here is this. I've heard a fairly strong commitment from the union representatives and leaders here that they're committed to talking about, learning about, and speaking about what we can do about your benefits plan. I'm duly a member of the negotiations team, and it's been an interesting road. If someone wants to say we're in the middle of negotiations, someone who's been in the room, we haven't moved the ball that far down the field. And I think everybody here knows it, or somebody would have scored. So if you're truly committed to discussing this process, sooner versus later, not we'll talk to you again in July or August, I will make sure that the district broker, I would make sure that the appropriate people involved from Horizon, MagnaCare, whoever it may be, but I would want to know that there was a commitment. And Mr. Weiser, you even offered that everybody would write a check, so maybe we'll bring that up at some point too. I appreciate that. That's the first time anybody said we'll pay. But no, to Kurt and to Paul, Tom, you're out there. We have significant issues in the district as far as expenditures, and you guys know it. And our first one is people. And when you start going down the list of vendors, second one is benefits. And, you know, we're looking at everything, and we have to. Because if we don't start to, we're going to have, ultimately, less and less people. And I think everybody gets that. We're going to look at the healthcare account, and I told our broker yesterday, we're spending a lot of time looking at it. And, you know, Horizon's had this business since 97. And you should like your health plan, for the most part. And the people on the traditional plan, you probably should love your plan. Okay? But you're also one of the last districts, not only in the county, but in the state, almost anywhere, that has traditional health care. So it's very, very expensive. And 75% of the people in this district, I think maybe 85, you're on a PPO. You're not on that traditional plan. You're not getting the advantages that other people on that traditional plan. So to think that we, and you should ask yourself that.
Excuse me.
I can go on or not. I'll eventually end. We're going to keep looking, but I'm going to ask, if I ask this board to take time, which you want, is the commitment going to come back from you, Kurt, Paul, and whoever, to start this process? And Tom, maybe you can speak for him. I know what your contract entails, and you know what your contract entails. We have a district health broker professional, and you guys call him all the time because he told me that. So the fact of the matter is, if he said he told you A, B, C, D, and you didn't hear it, I don't know how you didn't hear it. This board has looked at a lot of information. This board's going to continue to look at information. And
what's that?
I just didn't want to go too down, far down the negotiations road.
I'm not. Thank you. For this point in time, if there can be a commitment from your group to look at what you can do and how you can help us find ways, people come to us and say, you can save a lot of money. We got a lot of ideas. Nobody ever brings us any. So what I would say tonight is if the union is committed to working, and taking a look at this and getting in contact with the broker. Maybe when you call them tomorrow, we'll set up a meeting, an implementation schedule, and what you guys would do. I would put a motion on the table now to table this until there's been further discussion. So if anybody on the board would agree with tabling this issue.
I'll second it.
Okay, do we need a roll call, Mrs. Hahn?
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Ms. DePalma?
Yes.
Ms. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Okay, at this point, I know what everybody came for, and I would like if you would indulge me just to stay for a few more minutes, because our student reps, who also spoke on your behalf, would like to give an update to the board, and perhaps you could just stay for a few minutes to hear their student reports. So if you would like to start first, Emily Wall.
Yep. The Key Club recently helped Kelly Perrette sell bracelets for epilepsy awareness earlier in March. We also had volunteers help out with the Jenkinson's Boardwalk annual Easter egg hunt and the Manasquan Environmental Commission Springtown cleanup. Monica Murphy also started her can sculpture for Hunger Today, which the Key Club contributed to. This weekend, more volunteers plan to be involved with the annual Fool's Run, and as always, we plan to be involved with the Manasquan Elks breakfasts.
For Student Council, we've been promised coming up for seniors, so we are doing a competition where the best, most creative way to ask someone to prom will win a free prom bid, and Mrs. Kozik and Mr. Buss will be the judges for it. We're also doing another fundraiser for the Charlie Foundation, where each homeroom gets an envelope, and the money goes in the envelope, and there's a flyer on the wall, and we can nominate a teacher to dye the hair or a student to dye the hair, and each homeroom has that opportunity to. I don't know how pleased the teachers will be about this one, but we are raffling off their teacher parking spaces for a senior fundraiser. And we discussed at the last meeting about our senior class trip to Frog Bridge, and everyone's very excited about that.
Okay, thank you. One other point, Mrs. Walsh had to leave at 7, so I don't want anybody to misinterpret why she just left. She had let me know before the day started that she'd be leaving at 7. Also on a final note, you know, I heard a lot tonight from the faculty as far as what the board does or doesn't do as far as the time we put into making a decision. I want to make one thing perfectly clear. Before we brought this to an agenda, the Finance Committee has spent hours and hours and hours going over information. So I've heard several people say, did you take any time? Did you take any time? Do you know what you're reading? Did you look at anything? Probably hundreds of documents and a lot of time. So I just want to make that clear that before we get to this point, we do our due diligence. So at this point, I think that's just a point I'd like to point out. So do I have to do the next public comment, or do we think we're talked out?
Motion to adjourn.
Well, not to be technical about it, but typically the board has, this is a special meeting, the board typically has a second open public comment period for non-agenda items, but this seems to be the predominant topic of discussion, and I think that it's been tabled, so there probably isn't any other comment.
Okay, so at this point, may I have a motion to adjourn? Yeah.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Second. Thank you, Mrs. Verdi. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.